following is a KVON sports presentation.
It's high school basketball coming to you from Napa, California. It's senior night for the Justin Siena Braves of Napa as they host the Redwood Giants of Larkspur. It's the first game of a basketball doubleheader. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into another sports presentation. Tonight on KVON, we have two games coming your way. The varsity Justin Siena girls and the varsity Justin Siena boys against the Redwood Giants. It's senior night. I'm Ira C. Smith. We have Alan Rossi with us at Dino Alessio. Our engineer is Charles Kennedy. And we're just getting all set now for what we hope is going to be exciting MCAL basketball.
Beck. Senior night for Justin Siena. It's amazing how fast the league season goes. I can't believe that there are only a couple games left. It seems like they just started, but Justin Siena is trying to fight for a playoff spot in the MCAL playoffs.
Well, your season was cut a little bit short because you were under the weather for part of it.
Boy, I had that nasty flu that everybody else has gotten, and it knocked me down for a couple weeks, and that takes a lot. So thank goodness I'm on the mend, and I feel great now.
That's Alan Rossi. And the guy with the statistics tonight is Dino Alessio.
I've got a ton of pencil sharpened here. I'm ready to go for a doubleheader. It should be quite good. I'm particularly looking forward to the girls' game because there is so much riding on it. But the boys' game should also be an entertaining one.
Well, that's what we're hoping for as Justin comes in with the winning record. They are 12-11 overall, and in league play, they are even at 6 wins and 6 losses. But the Redwood Giants out of Larkspur, 21 wins and only 3 losses in the MCAL. That's the league play. They are 12 wins and no losses, presenting a huge challenge for Justin Siena tonight.
Definitely. It looks like they're the elite the elite team in the MCAL. And when they played earlier in the year, I believe they beat Justin by at least 30. So Justin should have a little revenge on their side tonight, and also being senior night, they should be ready to go.
Well, since this is senior night, Justin Siena has 3 seniors on their varsity roster: Mary Minigan, Allie Jackson, and Emmy Morrison. And by the way, all 3 have played 3 years on the varsity, so they're not just coming in this year or the past 2.
Yeah, no, and they've been terrific, and it's good to know that they have underclassmen who still have some time left. Ashley Whittemore has still a year to play, so they're going to lose 3 talented seniors, but they still have some talented players coming back for next year.
Well, Dino alluded to, we're getting a little interference there, so had to hold here.
How are you? Good to see you.
So while the Justin Siena has 3 seniors, they also have 5 juniors, 1 sophomore, and 1 freshman on that varsity unit.
Definitely bodes well for next year.
And you alluded to Whittemore. It's Ashley Whittemore who has surpassed the 1,000-point milestone. Quite an accomplishment, and she'll be back next year.
Yeah, that's tremendous for a junior to do that. That means that she's averaged throughout her career probably about 14 points a game. If you average it out over the two and three quarters seasons that she's played so far at the varsity level.
Yeah, and you know, she's a marks person too. I mean, I'm sure every team that comes and plays Justin Siena, is their defense is probably set around to stopping her, so that's even more impressive.
Right.
Yes, they double team her a lot and have the box one, which you're familiar with, where,
yep,
4 players are in a zone and then 1 player just shadows wherever that other offensive player goes on the court. So basically, that good player is double teamed wherever she is.
Yeah.
Fortunately for the Braves, Ashley is such a good passer that if you try and overplay her, she's going to find the open teammate.
Well, the Redwood Giants have 3 seniors, 5 juniors, 1 sophomore, and 1 freshman on their varsity girls roster. Diane Peterson is in her ninth year as the head coach. She took over from Rod Williams. And for the Justin Siena Braves of Napa, Andrew Betancourt is in his fourth year after having served as JV coach for some 7 years when Mike Bowles was the head girls basketball coach. And Mike had been doing that for some 12 and a half years.
Yeah, Mike was very successful on the JV level, and then when he came up to varsity, brought it to another level. So a very, very successful Mike Bowles. And then, of course, Andy came along and was underneath Mike and learned a lot from him, and now is taking the program, and it's still a successful program, which is nice to see.
We'll be back in a moment and hear from the coaches of tonight's senior night at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on the campus of Justin Siena in Napa. Well, the two teams are on the court warming up. Diane Peterson is in her ninth year as the head coach, taking over from Rod Williams. And let's find out more about the success of these Redwood Giants.
Congratulations on your league record coming into this game. You've got to be pleased.
Thank you. Yes, I've been working really hard, and it's paying off.
Well, tell us the main aspects that's allowed that to happen.
Honestly, just really focusing on team defense and knowing that our offense will come from that, and that our intensity on the defensive end will carry over to the offensive end. And if there's, you know, mismatches, then we try to capitalize on them. But really, it's just sticking to team basketball.
Do you stress man-to-man, or do you set up different zones?
I love man-to-man. To be honest, I try to stay away from zones as much as possible because I feel like we should be able to get it done in man. But not to say that having some stuff in your back pocket isn't worth it, but, yeah, we try to get it done in man.
This unit, is it pretty close as far as the way the girls get along?
Absolutely. This is a very tight-knit group. One of the tightest that I've coached in the 9 years that I've been here, for sure.
And what do you expect as far as the balance of season after tonight? Not too much left until the MCAL playoff?
Yeah, we have Carolinda, which is going to be a battle, too. Like I tell the girls, you know, we know that every game is going to be a battle, and we have to show up every game. With our league, if you don't show up, you can get beat. So you got to come prepared and ready to play. But having playoffs a week away, we got to use every opportunity we can, whether it's practice or a game, in order to get better.
And those are the comments of Diane Peterson. This is her ninth year, brings the team in with a 21-win and 3-loss record, 12-0 in league play.
And that's just a tremendous record. And this is going to be a big mountain to climb for the Justin girls. But, you know, in looking in warm-ups, tremendous height for the Redwood girls. They really are the Redwood Giants. Yeah. Looks like they have several girls who are 6 feet or taller. And that's going to be, it's going to be interesting. It's sort of interesting that they play a man defense. I would think with that height, they might want to play a zone and force Justin to shoot over that. But I'm impressed that they're going to play man-to-man defense. It'll be interesting to see what kind of a plan Andrew Betancourt has to maybe try and overcome that. Usually against a man-to-man defense is when you can sometimes have some success running picks or screens. So maybe they'll try and do that to get people open for some good shots.
Well, let's find out. Let's hear from Andrew Betancourt in his fourth year as the head girls varsity coach for the Justin Siena Braves.
Well, Andy, first of all, coming in contact with the league leader, no easy assignment for the girls tonight.
No, Redwood's really good. Well coached. Diane's been there a long time, does a hell of a job. They've got size, they've got skill, and they've got experience. A lot of those kids are on, you know, their third year on varsity. So definitely a tall task, but I think one that our kids are up for.
You have three seniors on your roster, all three of whom have had 3 years on the roster.
Yeah, you know, tonight's senior night, so special night for them. Special night for me, quite frankly. They were freshmen when I took over as the varsity coach, so my first group that's been with me for 4 years in terms of as the varsity coach. They're three special kids, Allie, Mary, and Emmy. You know, happy for them that they've gone this far in basketball, and they've all had pretty darn successful careers here.
Any special happening tonight for the seniors?
There'll be a ceremony for girls and boys in between games. You know, we'll read their names. They'll walk out with their parents, take a picture. You know, so it'll be a little nice little ceremony. I know the parents, obviously, you can see around the gym. The gym is decorated, and it looks good.
Really nice decorations, too, as you look around. And Alan Rossi, who joins us for our Justin Siena broadcast, was very successful as head baseball coach at Justin Siena for a number of years. And you have a lot of space outside, but it's hard to decorate like you can in the gymnasium.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, senior night or senior day was always a special day for me. It's kids that you've had in the program for 4 years, and, you know, it's you're happy to see them graduating and going to be moving on, but you're also sad because, you know, it's going to be one of the last few games you're going to be able to coach them. So it's always a special game when it's senior night. So yeah, we didn't get a chance to decorate the baseball field like this outside, so, but this is very, very nice what they've done.
We'll be back in a moment and take a look at the probable starting lineup for tonight's MCAL matchup. The Redwood Giants from Larkspur are here in Napa against the Justin Siena Braves. Well, there will be three officials coming in for the call of tonight's game. And it's kind of interesting as they call the captains for tonight to center court. They went over to the PA system operator and said, tone it down a little bit. We want to be able to hear what we're telling these girls.
Yeah, it's you know, since they've redone the gym, obviously they redid the sound system because it works much better.
Yeah, this is a really nice facility. If you haven't been out here yet, you'll have an opportunity to get out and see what's left of this schedule, which is down to the final games tonight. But the Dan Clark Memorial 8th grade tournament's coming up.
Definitely, yeah. It's always a great event. You know, Dan Clark was such an instrumental part here at Justin Siena, a great man. And so it's they did a beautiful job with this gym, and I'm glad to see that they kept his name here, too.
Yeah. Dan was the first guy that worked with me in broadcasting Justin Siena's sport. He was athletic director at the time, having had a lot of success as the head basketball coach.
Yeah, very successful man, very nice man. Really knew the X's and O's. I remember him from my younger days growing up and really admired him.
Let's take a look at the probable starters tonight for the team coming in from Larkspur. They'll have Anna Campagno, a junior, Kylie Horsmeyer, a freshman, Zoe Stachowski, she is a senior, Jenny Walker, a junior, and Sophia McWhorter, and they didn't list her, so that's what I was looking. She's a senior, too, so that would make that four seniors on their roster of the 10 players. And they do a very balanced game schedule where they get everybody involved. All 10 of the players see action quite a bit, and they average over 54 points per game. Justin Siena will be starting their leading scorer on the season, the gal that has recently established a new mark, or at least getting over 1,000 points here in this just her junior year. The other starters are three seniors, Mary Minigan, about 5'5", Emmy Morrison, about 5'9", and Allie Jackson, about 5'10". And they all just battle in there, and Allie seems to do her best when we broadcast the game.
She always seems to. I think it started last year. She had a couple of great games and made a buzzer beater in a game against Marin Catholic, a terrifically sensational, exciting game that was played here. And it just seems like she always plays great. She's such a hard worker. But she seems to particularly do well when we're here.
And the fifth starter is a 5'5 junior, Karen Monteverdi. So those are the starters for Justin Siena. Whitmore, Minigan, Morrison, Jackson, and Monteverdi, and for Redwood, Campagno, Horsmeyer, Stachowski, Walker, and McWhorter. We'll be back with the opening tip-off in just a moment as they're going to have a recorded presentation of our national anthem. Welcome back in now to the Dan Clark Gymnasium. Along with Alan Rossi, this is Ira C. Smith. Dino Alessio with the statistics, and we're just about ready to start game one of our basketball doubleheader. The Justin Siena girls will be attired in their white uniforms with the navy numerals and the scarlet trim, while the Redwood Giants, the visiting team, will be in their gray uniforms with red letters and red trim, their school colors.
Yeah, definitely. It's been their school colors for a while. They're obviously, the design has changed over the years, but boy, they're really, really tall. Watching them warm up, like, it was definitely Redwood Giants. I haven't seen that tall, you know, as far as the girls' team, this tall before. So Justin Santa will have their hands full.
Before we have this opening tip-off, let me just commend our sidekick here, Alan Rossi, as he has had some outstanding golf play out at Napa Valley Country Club.
Yeah, it's been a while since I played out there. It's probably been about 4 years, and actually had an opportunity to play on Saturday, and played one of my best rounds out there. Ended up shooting 74, played extremely well. I putted really well, and a lot of my old friends who were out there probably won't be inviting me back since I took them for some money, but that's okay. It was well worth it.
No, they'll get you back. They want their money
back. I'm sure.
All right, well, the starters have been introduced for the Redwood Giants, and they are, as we had given them to you, Campagna, Horstmeyer, Strachowski, Walker, and McWhorter. And that now, Justin Siena's starters, Whittemore, Finnegan, Morrison, Jackson, Monteverdi, as we're getting set for the opening tip-off, as MCAL games have three officials. The Redwood team on the top of the 10 teams in the Marin County Athletic League. 12-0, then Marin Catholic at 10-2, Tamil Pius at 9-3, Novato 7-5, Justin Siena 6-6, then on down San Marin, Drake, Terra Linda, San Rafael, and Branson. So here we go, as we're set for senior night here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium. Justin Siena going to the far goal, that's the north end, and Redwood coming to the near goal here on the south end. As Coach Andy Betancourt said something to the officials, the ball is tossed up in the air, and Redwood controls the tip as they quickly bring it forecourt over to the left-hand corner. They get the pass there to McWhorter. He fires one up, no good from about 18. Rebound put back up and scored. And credit that first basket to Zoe Stachowski, a senior. Here come the Braves now as they work it to Whittemore. Drives in, goes up, puts the shot up just short, and the rebound is pulled out by the Giants. Now, their numbers are really hard to read.
They definitely are.
Pass in the middle, and there's a foul call already. It's going to go against Justin, and Ashley Whittemore is going to be charged with the first foul of the game. So you have red on gray, and for some reason, boy, it just doesn't blend quite right. Kind of runs together. The inbounds pass. They get it up, and just missing was Stachowski. She is the leading scorer on this team. She averages 13.5 points per game. Next leading scorer is Kylie Horstmeyer, who averages 9.2 per game. Goes low post left side, turnaround jump shot up. No good by Jenny Walker, rebounded by the Braves. As taking her time to bring it in the forecourt is Ashley Whittemore. Takes it toward the left-hand corner. Now starts into the key. Drives around one. Goes up, and she is tripped. She goes down on the floor. She's okay, but they will say that was a common foul and not a shooting foul, I imagine. So, Dino, see if you can help as far as picking up who those fouls are on.
I'll do my best.
It's pretty tough. They have a new scoreboard. It's great. It shows the number, but they don't put the number on the board. But driving in is Monteverdi. Used up the dribble. Her pass is deflected right back to her, though. Gets it over to Minigan. Minigan bounce pass underneath, and the ball is deflected away from Allie Jackson, but it'll be Justin's ball. Just to the right of the basket for which they are shooting, Minigan looks to inbound. Gets it over, comes to Whittemore. Whittemore brings it out top the key. Backs up a little bit. Starts to drive in. Double team there. Gets a pass over on the left side to Monteverdi. Back out to Whittemore. Tries a three. Rims. No good. Rebound is taken out of there by Walker. Brings it down into the forecourt. They fake shooting a three. Pass it over to the right side, where a long two is attempted and scored by McWhorter. So it's 4-0 now as Redwood gets back in their man-to-man defense. Minigan brings it front court for Justin Sienna. There's a three-point attempt up. No good by Whittemore. Rebounded by the Redwood Giants. And as Alan Rossi alluded to, you can understand where they get their nickname. A tall team out there against the much smaller Braves. Pass goes out the top of the key to Campagno. Her dad is the coach of the varsity team for Redwood. And around, there's a turnaround jump shot up, no good. Rebound put up, no good, but a foul underneath the basket. Maybe a two-shot foul here.
Yeah, it looks like a push in the back. Justin Sienna's got to do a better job of trying to keep the Giants off the boards, that's for sure, because with their size, you got to put a body on them.
Yeah, in the early going, Redwood already has a 5-1 lead in rebounding over the Braves.
At the free throw line, Jenny Walker, the first of two is good. She's a junior, averages 9.8 per contest. That's right, we mentioned Horstmeyer, who averages only 9.2, so Walker actually is the second leading scorer, and she makes both free throws. She's got to be about 6'4",
yes.
I get. As the Braves trail 6-0 now, walking it down, taking very deliberate pattern basketball. Whittemore gets it over Minigan, drives into the lane, can't shoot, good defense against her. Comes, looks around now, tries to get the ball over to Jackson, does. 5 seconds on the shot clock, pull-up jump shot, rims no good. That attempt by Morrison is rebounded by the Redwood Giants. Here they come, picking up the pace, bringing in the forecourt to Campagno. Campagno passes into the middle. There's a turnaround shot up, no good by Stanchowski, and the rebound is to Justin Sienna. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. 6-0, Redwood in the lead. Justin Sienna with the ball. They have a drive going from the left over to the right, but can't penetrate. Now to Minigan to the left of the key. Bounce pass. She gets a return pass in the, toward the corner. She goes. Flips a little pass over to Whittemore, and it's deflected by Sophia McWhorter out of bounds. It'll stay with Justin Sienna.
5 seconds to shoot.
Inbounds pass. Comes driving in, going up, shooting, and missing was Morrison, and it did not hit iron. And so even though Justin Sienna got the rebound, they had the shot clock violation for the turnover. Boy, strong defense here by the Giants.
Yes. Yep.
They Braves are using a zone defense. Redwood has been using a man-to-man defense. So Redwood with the basketball intercepted there and then lost back as the Giants come in, go up, shoot, missing, and coming over the back, a foul is going to be called. That's on Zoe Stachowski. That's her first.
At least we think, huh?
Yeah. Well, that was right kind of in front of us.
Right.
Had a pretty good view of that. Here's Whittemore. Giving the ball over, going up, shooting, and scoring is Allie Jackson on a pass from Whittemore. And Jackson gets Justin Sienna on the board as we've gone midway through the first quarter. Playing 8-minute quarters, driving toward the baseline, going up with a jump shot, and missing was Hortzmeyer, only a freshman. Can you believe that, the way she handled the ball and her size?
Very impressive.
Very impressive as a freshman. Here's Minigan, pull-up jump shot. No good, did not even hit iron. Rebounded by the Giants. Here they come, semi-fast break now as the Braves did a good job of getting back on defense. Pass it on to the low post. Turnaround jumper is there for Stachowski. So that is her second field goal. So with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, it's 8-2. Justin Sienna keeps the pace going slow. A pull-up jump shot rims and goes in for Ashley Whittemore. Adding to her 1,000-plus point total. Justin using about a 1-2-2 or a 1-3-1 zone defense, a matchup as they'll match up with who has the ball, and shooting over the defense, but missing was Jenny Walker, rebounded by the Braves. Coming up on 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, 8-4 is the score. Redwood with the lead, Justin Sienna with the ball. Whittemore, a half hook shot as she goes to the right of the key. Missed the shot. Rebound Redwood. They have a fast break. Coming down, going up, and scoring. Boy, that was well-executed fast break with Kylie Horsmeyer, the freshman, getting the field goal. 10-4 score here in the first quarter. Whittemore, front court now for the Braves. To the left of the key. Goes over around the right side, and the ball is deflected out of bounds by Anna Campagno. Well, there are a couple changes coming in for both teams now, as Minigan and Monteverdi come out for the Braves. And let's check here. Is they're ready to inbound the ball. Comes way back out to Ashley Whittemore. She's being guarded by the freshman, Kylie Horsmeyer. Whittemore tries to drive around her, can't get her, passes in the corner for a three-point attempt. It's an air ball from Morrison, rebounded by the Giants. 1:40 to go here in this first quarter. Redwood looking to get the ball in on a low post. They have low post left side, Gusty, who just came into the game. That very tall girl, too. We don't have the sizes for Redwood. Now they get it into Juicy. She spins, drops the ball, scramble for the ball, and no call, and Redwood came out with the ball. There is an attempt, no good, and the ball did not hit the iron, so.
That was good defense by Justin Sanders.
Yeah, very, very good. So.
It looks like Justin's trying to slow down the game. They're really just walking the ball up the court and trying to break up Redwood's tempo.
Yeah. Redwood now, let's follow them. They're still in their man-to-man. Pass goes in the middle. They tried to get to Wells, but she wouldn't shoot the ball. And the pass was intercepted. Driving down is Campagno. Turns, goes up, shoots. Partially blocked, but it's going to be a foul called. It'll be a two-shot foul for Anna Campagno. Averages about 5 points per game. We're in the final minute now of the first quarter at the free throw line. Campagno, a junior, and she scores the first free throw. That's one good thing when the boys play at the same gym as the varsity girls, and her father is the boys' varsity coach. He gets to watch his daughter play. So he's been very proud of her, and she's just a junior, and she makes both free throws. Boy, I tell you, that's a good free throw shooting team.
Yep.
They are 4-for-4 at the line. So the Braves, again, walking it down. High dribble there for Whittemore. She goes to the right of the key, still behind the three-point arc. Over there's a quick shot up, no good by Minigan. Rebounded by the Giants. Coming down on the fast break, going to the right of the key is Mendieta, who just came into the game. But the pass over, there's a shot, no good. Rebound Wells, punched away from her by Giusti. So it'll be Braves ball in the backcourt. Emmy Morrison there to help on the inbounds. She gets it into Whittemore. Again, very high, very deliberate dribble, slowly getting into the forecourt. They do not use a 10-second rule in girls basketball, but they do use a 30-second shot clock. Here's Minigan driving to the left of the key, spinning around, hooking a pass over the right side for a three-point attempt. Swish! Emmy Morrison gets a three-point basket just before the quarter comes to an end. And our score here at the end of the first quarter, the Redwood Giants of Larkspur 12 and the Justin Sienna Braves of Napa 7. Well, we're back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium along with Alan Rossi and Dino Alessio. This is Ira C. Smith. And Dino, a slow down first quarter.
Yep. The Braves are sort of trying to feel things out here. For Redwood, they made 5 out of 15 shooting in that first quarter. For Justin, they made 3 out of 12. that did include one three-pointer for the Braves. Rebounding, 10 for Redwood, 6 for Justin. Turnovers, 3 for Justin, 2 for the Redwood Giants.
Okay, we start the second quarter, and there is a field goal attempt way off to the right by Whittemore, and it is rebounded by the Giants as they bring it forecourt left side. McWhorter fires one up, it rims no good, and a good try in there by Carly Wells for the rebound that was tipped away by the taller Giants.
Yeah, I think it was huge for Justin Sand to hit that three-pointer at the end of the quarter to make it only a five-point game, so that was big.
Okay, we resume action now as the Braves again go slowly into the forecourt. They're just underway here in the second quarter of the game. The Braves doing a nice job on the weave. Get it over to the left. There's a shot partially blocked and a foul called as Allie Jackson went for the basket.
And just a quick correction there, Ira. I think I said Redwood had made 5 out of 15 in that first quarter. They made 4 out of 15.
Okay, at the free throw line will be Allie Jackson. That's still looking pretty good there. Jackson scores the free throw. She had a field goal there in that first quarter. So the Braves had 3 field goals, and the Giants only had 4 field goals, only one more, and a much taller team. Jackson shoots, she scores, getting both free throws to go. And the Braves are within 3 points now, the undefeated in league play Giants, as they bring the ball in the attacking territory in the forecourt. That is to the top of the key. They look to the left, but they now get a pass into the left-hand corner to the freshman. Now working it, there is a three-pointer that is good as Yesenia Mendieta hits the three-point basket. And there, Minigan tries a three. It's good. Minigan come right back, and Mary Minigan gets the Braves' second three-point field goal. So it's 15-12, close battle here in the early goings, early in the second quarter. In the left-hand corner, Horstmeyer puts it in the middle. There is a travel call. The basket was made but disallowed because of the traveling violation.
Only 3 turnovers so far against each team.
Yeah, they've been playing under control. Wells comes out now. She did a nice job in there off the boards against that much taller team. And Kieran Monteverdi has come in taking her place. Minigan looks at a three. She's going to fire a long three. It rims no good. Rebound comes out. Long rebound taken by the Giants. 15-12, they lead. Braves set up their zone defense, a 1-3-1 zone. Pass goes into the right-hand corner where the freshman fires a three. No good by Hortzmeyer, and the rebound goes over to Alan Rossi. Good catch, Alan.
Okay, I'm putting a rebound for Alan over in the margin here.
Protection.
Yeah,
sure.
Our new vantage point here this year at the Dan Clark Gymnasium used to be in the center right behind the official scorer. But because of the new gym, the modernization and all, we are shifted to another location down at the south end. Driving in and scoring is Ashley Whittemore.
That's a one-point game now. Justin Santa making a little run here.
Yeah, their combination of strong defense and some pretty good shooting is helping them out. There's a turnaround jump shot rimming no good. Rebound, and it's out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. Foul's going to go against the Redwood Giants. And I think it was on Mendieta, who is only a sophomore. So they have a sophomore and a freshman out there now, a young team. Pass goes over to Jackson. Now in the corner to Minigan. Braves could take the lead on this set, but they're turning the ball over there as they drop the ball and diving in there to force the jump, and it goes to alternate possession, which favors Redwood. Redwood came into this game 21-3 and 12-0 in the league. And they have the basketball now, leading it by 1 point with 5 minutes to go in the first half of the game. Redwood brings it in the left-hand corner. The ball deflected and stolen by Jackson. Nice defense there again by the Braves. Over to Whittemore. Whittemore in the center circle now, or the logo there in the center, working it toward the right side, passing it into the corner on the right to Minigan. Minigan brings it back out, uses up the dribble, gets it over, a shot up, but no good. And it will stay with, now they say it's off of the Braves. So Justin Sin has had a couple chances to take the lead.
Yeah, definitely. Has a good look there, that's for sure.
Their 1-3-1 has been very good, but so has the Giants' man-to-man defense. Giants lead the Braves 15-14 here, just over 4 minutes to play in the first half. The Braves up, and then they tie up Zoe Stachowski, and so the Braves get the ball now.
Good play by Allie Jackson to tie her up there.
Yeah, Red was having all kinds of troubles with Justin's zone defense.
Yeah, that 1-3-1 is working very well for them against this much taller team. Minigan, here's another chance for Justin to take the lead. Driving in and getting a foul. Neither team is in the bonus, and this was just a common foul, so it will not be a shooting situation for the Braves.
Ashley did try and sort of throw the ball up there at the end, see if she could steal a call.
Like the Curry thing, the ball is punched out of bounds. It was punched out by the Giants, and Minigan says, what? She said the ref was right here, and that wasn't a good call. And she would be right.
Yeah, it was. I thought it went out on Redwood. But
here is the drive over to the right side for the Giants. A baseline shot up, no good. Rebound up and good. But just following that action by Zoe Stachowski, that's her third field goal. But they get it into her. She is the tallest player out there. And they work her on the low post. Here is Whittemore driving into the lane, and she was fouled. That foul is going to go on Stachowski. A couple on her. Or maybe that's the third one. So that means the big girl is going to be in foul trouble, and we still have 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Braves Minigan going to try to inbound the ball, and it was deflected and stolen by the freshman. Drives in, goes up, and scores. Wow, what a play by Kylie Horstmeyer. See, it's so much easier to say the freshman than Kylie Horstmeyer by the time you get all of that out.
For sure.
Particularly on the fast break like she had there. Well, there's a timeout. We'll keep it right here with 3.5 minutes to go till halftime. Visitors now from.
Yeah, I like what Justin Sien is doing. They're trying to slow the game down, obviously, and now Redwood, you know, the problem is when Justin Sien turns the ball over, then Redwood gets on a fast break and is getting layups. So I like what they're doing. They just, they got to make some better passes down in the offensive end.
Well, each team so far scored 7 points here in this second quarter. And the Braves have hit 2 out of 2 at the foul line, and the Redwood Giants have hit 4 out of 4 at the foul line. So we've seen some good free throw shooting.
Yep, can't criticize the free throw shooting. Redwood continues to lead in rebounding. They now have a 13-7 lead in rebounding. And Justin's just going to have to play good position under the boards, negate the height advantage.
Play resumes now, Justin Sienna. And there is a trip as Whittemore started to make her move to the left. She was behind the arc, and an inadvertent trip, but still a trip nonetheless.
It's a 1-on-1 now.
Yeah, we're in the bonus situation. That was the 7th team foul against the Giants compared to 3 team fouls against the Braves. But it does put Whittemore at the free throw line for Justin Sienna. The 5'9 junior bouncing the ball, eyeing the basket. Her free throw is no good, so she won't get the bonus. She is usually about a over 70% free throw shooter, up around the 80% bracket. And the rebound taken by the Giants as they bring it forecourt, right side to Jenny Walker. Spins, passes over to the left side now. They get it to Horstmeyer. Underneath, a shot is blocked, but a foul is going to be called. And that'll send Sophia McWhorter to the free throw line.
And that was Allie Jackson with the foul.
That was the team's fourth foul. Kylie Hortzmeyer goes down to the bench to talk to Diane Peterson, the ninth-year coach for Redwood. She's staying in the lineup, just going down to talk to her coach. Free throw is missed. That's a first missed free throw we've had tonight as Sophia McWhorter. She averages 3.6 points per game. So the Braves trying, if there's a missed free throw, to battle to get the rebound. Inside of 3 minutes remaining here in the first half. Free throw is up and it's good. So McWhorter splits free throws. She has 3 points so far in the game. And the Braves are down by six. Whittemore, forecourt. Pass over to Minigan. Minigan angle. Right side. Starts to drive. Cut off the baseline. Gets to Jackson. Goes in. Doesn't shoot. Gets it out. There is the three-pointer by Minigan. Hits iron. No good. Rebound by the Giants. Another defensive rebound. They've owned that backboard at both ends. A three-point shot is up and good by Kama Kaliki. Kaliki, I guess. It's a Hawaiian name, I imagine, but it was a three-point basket, and that's a nine-point lead for her team now. As the Braves, again, take their time coming down, and the ball slips and goes out of bounds at the end of the court, and that will turn it over to Redwood. Well, the Braves had some opportunities to take the lead here.
They did. Now they've turned the ball over the last few times down the court.
Nope. They trail by 9 points. They stay in that 1-3-1 zone with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Well out right side. They try not to shoot. They go into the corner with a pass. Now, good quick passes against the zone. That's what you want to see if you're the coach. And the ball was deflected out. And they have three officials, and none of the three made the call.
And I think they got the call right. I think it was tipped by Justin.
I think Allie Jackson kind of helped them there. But there's a steal anyway. It didn't matter that much. Jackson not even in the lineup. She must have been just standing there by the sideline. Driving in, going up, scoring, and one was Ashley Whittemore. Went down the lane. The defense just shifted off there. There was a little collision, and she made the basket. And will try to make it a three-point play. And her free throw is good. So that gives her 7 points, and the Braves have had a 10-point quarter. Compared to 11 points in the quarter for Redwood with a minute and a half remaining. There is a long two, no good. Rebound taken by Ashley Whittemore for the Braves. Again, very deliberately brings the ball for court. Dominican working the weave, going from left to right, and Whittemore drives in the lane, up, missed the shot, but was fouled again and will shoot two. That foul on Campagno.
Ashley's doing a great job. She's using her explosiveness to go in against those bigger girls and either get off a shot or draw a foul.
The tall Timbers, but she missed the free throw. Normally very accurate at that 15-foot stripe. She's back here now. Bouncing the ball once. Eyeing the basket. Free throw. No good. And the ball is saved from going out of bounds by Redwood. They bring the ball into the forecourt. They get around quickly there. 1 minute to go in the first half. They look for a three. Ball was nearly deflected. A pull-up jump shot is good. Oh, that was some play by Jenny Walker. That's her first field goal, her fourth point in the game. 25-17. Braves trying to stay right with this Redwood team. Minigan used up the dribble and had the pass intercepted. And then, boy, another fast break. Redwood, and there's a travel going to be called against Campagno. So one team employing the fast break, the other a very deliberate
offense.
Right,
exactly. And so I think that's the game plan coming in. It's unfortunate Justin Sands missed three free throws in this quarter. That could have been.
Yeah, and their normally accurate free throw shooter, Ashley Whittemore, is 1 for 4 at the line. Half a minute to go now in the first half. Whittemore to Jackson. Up and good from the baseline left side. And Whittemore gets the assist. Jackson gets her second field goal in the game. 15 seconds to go here in the first half. Braves have played a good first half, although they're down by 6 points. Redwood working the ball around the perimeter, driving in, going up. Nobody stopped the ball, and Kylie Horsmeyer makes the field goal as the buzzer sounds, and that will end the first half. So in that quarter, Redwood scored 15 points, and Justin Siena scored 14 points in the quarter. So just one less than Redwood scored.
Yeah, definitely a better quarter for quarter for Justin Siena. So we'll see what kind of adjustments both teams make when they come out from halftime.
Yeah. Well, the Braves had 4 field goals there in that quarter, but the Giants came on strong as they had 6 field goals, I think, in that quarter, 1 free throw. The Braves did hit 3 free throws out of 6 tries. We'll be back with Nino telling us about the halftime stats when we continue here from the Dan Clark Gymnasium, where our halftime score in game number 1 of our basketball doubleheader is Redwood Giants of Larkspur 27, the Justin Siena Braves of Napa 19. You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at kvon.com. Along with Alan Rossi, this is Ira C. Smith, and our statistician, Dino Alessio.
So looking at the team shooting in that first half, the Redwood Giants were 10 for 26 on field goals. That included 2 out of 3 from three-point range. And they were 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. For the Justin Siena Braves, they were 7 for 22 on field goals. That included 2 out of 7 from beyond the arc. And they were 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. The turnovers, there were 8 against Redwood, 8 against Justin. The rebounding, Redwood has a pretty solid advantage at 16-8. Using their height to get a lot of defensive rebounds. And it sort of factors in. I mean, each team has had the same number of turnovers, but Redwood has been able to get off 4 more shots than Justin because they're getting they have the rebounding advantage. And I'm going to run down and just double-check the foul situation for the two teams.
Okay, Dino, thank you. Kind of interesting here at halftime. At one end of the court, there are the Giants basketball players shooting around, and at the other end of the court, which is right in front of us, is a little girl. She's got to be, what do you think, about 7?
Yep, probably.
6 or 7 years old. She's got a cast on her left arm, and she is out there shooting baskets.
Out there dribbling the ball.
Only one out there, yeah.
Yep.
She can't
quite reach the basket yet.
Can't get it up here.
It's not from the lack of effort.
But the contrast of all these big guys down at one end, about 12, 14 guys at one end, and then the other end, just one little girl. And her with that broken left arm. Now it looks like her mother's coming out there. It's going to rebound for her.
Yeah.
she hit the rim
that time.
She's doing all right. Last game out, Justin Siena girls defeated Sir Francis Drake 50-44. And in that game, Drake was ahead at halftime 28-21. Braves were still down late in the third quarter 34-24, but went on a 16-2 run. So they can get that run going. Whittemore scored the last 12 points of the game for the Braves.
Yeah, yep. I mean, and that's why, you know, it'd be interesting to see what Redwood does at halftime, you know, when they come out to try, because now that Justin Siena's been doing that 1-3-1 zone, to see if maybe they'll make some adjustments.
Whittemore in that game had 28 points. She was the only double-figure scorer for the Braves. Allie Jackson had 8 points in the contest.
And Ira, I've got the foul situation For Justin, the only player with more than one foul is Allie Jackson. She has two. For Redwood, number 21 has two fouls, number 25 has two, and number 32 has two. And then they have three other players with one foul each.
Okay, well, those Campagno and Stachowski are the two players for Redwood with two fouls each and nobody else with more than one. Well, the season seems to just go fast, and then each year gets a little faster.
It's amazing to me, and I always felt that way when I was coaching baseball, too. You spend all that time, you know, starting in, you know, January for us and going through conditioning and then, you know, starting first practice. I think Justin Siena started their practices this week, and next thing you know, a blink of an eye, all of a sudden you're at the end of the May and you're starting playoffs, and you're like, wait a minute, where did the season go? And it's kind of the same thing with basketball. I mean, they start, I think, in November or whatever it is, and here you are in February already. It just goes by so fast.
I was very encouraged when I got here tonight and parked to hear the sound of bat meeting ball coming from over at the field. So I presume that was the team having a practice.
It was. And I started to walk over there, and I said, I'm not going to go over there. So I came back in the gym.
You were strong.
Well, we're not bothered by the wet weather that we used to have when you were the coach.
Now, when I was, for some reason, Mother Nature just liked to rain on my parade. So I know that many years, you know, we'd be in the gym for a couple of weeks, and it used to drive me crazy. So, no, we had some beautiful weather. I know, obviously, we had a ton of rain last year. So, you know, they're saying that we need more rain. But, you know, as long as we get storms here and there, we'll be fine.
Well, Alan, I would be interested with your baseball background and your interest in the sport. What you think about the Silverados? That's the new professional baseball team coming to Napa this summer.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see, you know, some professional baseball in town. I think that, you know, I got a chance to go out and watch kind of the exhibition game that they had earlier in the year and out at the college. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to see, you know, just baseball like that in Napa Valley. And hopefully that it gets support from everybody in the valley to go out and watch it, and I think they start up in May, and so it's going to be nice to go out there. It's right around the corner from my house, so I can't wait.
It is going to be exciting. Dino?
Well, I'm absolutely looking forward to it. It's very encouraging that the league has expanded to six teams. I have gone to quite a few San Rafael Pacifics games over their 4 years or so that they've been in the league. And, you know, they've only had three opponents, basically, to play. It's either the Vallejo Admirals or the Pittsburgh team, which used to be called the Metal, but I think now they're called the Diamonds, and then the Sonoma team. Actually, the first year, there were some teams from Hawaii that were in the league, and that must have made for some wild road trips. They would come over here and stay for, like, 2 weeks and play everybody and then go back, and then when the teams from around here would go over there, they would play, you know, both of the Hawaiian teams and stay for like 8 or 10 days. But that didn't quite work out. I don't know if those two Hawaii teams are still around, but if they are, they're not in the this league.
It's kind of interesting. The previous game for Redwood was at Marin Catholic, and Marin Catholic girls actually led at the end of the first quarter 12-9. But trailed by 1 point at halftime, 23-22. But then Redwood outscored them 15-4 in the third quarter and went on to win by 18 points in that contest. So that was their 12th consecutive win this year in the league. So we start the second half now, and on alternate possession, Redwood gets the ball, and there's a travel as they pulled the pivot foot, just getting underway here. Just underway, 27-19 the score as we're in the third quarter. Redwood Giants have the lead. Justin Siena has the basketball. Minigan over to Allie Jackson's, pulled way out to the top of the key, drives to the right, gets around one. Her shot was partially blocked, and the rebound taken out by Campagno. Campagno leads a fast break, driving down, passing over, going up for the shot, and missing. And the ball is taken away from Zoe Stachowski, and the Braves get it back. Braves within six. Andy Betancourt working very hard on the sideline. Very demonstrative now with his gyration. There's a shot by Minigan that rims no good. Rebound by Jackson. She's fouled as she misses the shot. Yeah. Great offensive rebound there.
And it was Allie Jackson down at the other end that also got the rebound. So great play by her.
Jackson, 2 for 2 in the first half at the foul line, and takes her time, and her free throw is perfect. And Dino realizes that this doesn't just happen, that she spends a lot of time working on her game.
They say she's the first one here in the gym to practice and on game nights.
And her next free throw just a little short, and it is rebounded by Redwood. They lead it by 7. There's a shot from the right side. Good. They got the ball down quickly to Jenny Walker, and she had an easy shot. She got positioned on a very low post, and they had that fast break get the ball right down to her. Here come the Braves now, slowing down the tempo somewhat. Jackson drops the ball, picks it up, has it stolen away. Fast break coming down as McWhorter drives in, goes up, shoots, misses, foul on the rebound. Maybe a foul on the shot now.
Yeah, I would say so. I think Whittemore got her.
Yeah. Okay. How many fouls did Whittemore have at that halftime, just to be sure we were?
She had just one in the first half, so she has two now.
That's how I had her down for. Just wanted to check with the official scorer. Free throw is no good by McWhorter. McWhorter in the first half was 1 out of 2 at the foul line. Her team leads it 29-20, eyes the basket, bounces the ball, ready with the two-handed free throw, and it's perfect. She gets her fourth point, and her point per game average is 3.6. So she's there. She could take the rest of the night off. She got her average. Here come the Braves. Whittemore, top the key, starts to drive down, goes up against the taller team, missed the left-handed put up, and the rebound is taken out by McWhorter for the Giants. Deflected by the Braves, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Redwood, leading at 30-20. 6:22 to go. We're in the third. There's another little short shot from the right side. No good, but a foul call. Jenny Walker is the one that they're posting up on now. They post her low post, usually right side, and she goes to the free throw line.
Ira, that foul was on Allie Jackson, and I believe that's her third.
That's her third, yeah. The first free throw is good. I think it's going to be an upset if any team in the league beats Redwood this
definitely,
year. They are just loaded. They have so many tall frontline players, many of them well over 6 feet tall. Free throw good. As Walker tonight is 4 for 4 at the foul line. And the Giants are 3 for 4 in the free throw department here. No, 3 for 4 here in the second half. Minigan in the forecourt. Spinning around, starts to drive in, bounces it to Wells over the right side now. And the ball is taken away from taken from Monteverdi, but it goes out of bounds, and they're giving the ball to Redwood. Looked like they had knocked it out of bounds.
And Carly Wells had come in the game for Allie Jackson, who goes to the bench at least temporarily with 3 fouls.
Pass goes over the left side as Hortzmeyer drives and gets the pass over to Zoe Samchowski, and she lays it in for her fourth field goal on a nice assist by the freshman Hortzmeyer. And it's 34-20 as Redwood starts to pull away now. There's a pull-up jump shot from 18, no good by Whittemore. She had 7 points in the first half, still at that total with 5.5 minutes to go here. In the third quarter, there's a shot up off the backboard. Good for 2 more for Hortzmeyer. And the Braves are going to take a timeout. They have to solve this
16-point lead.
This low post scoring. That's the Giants are taking advantage now of their height.
They're getting the ball inside, and Justin Sien, I think, has wore down at this point.
Yeah.
I think he spent a lot of energy in the first half.
Keeping the ball away from those low post players, but they get them on either side, sort of twin towers, except they have 4 players out there that are probably over 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And some of them are around 6'4", 6'5".
The rebounding is now 20-9 in favor of Redwood. And I see what you mean, Ira. It would be quite a task for anybody in the league to beat this team. And I think they'd pretty much just have to shoot the lights out. The way to do it would just be to have everything go in, because if it doesn't go in and there's a rebound involved, Redwood is going to have a good chance that they're going to get that rebound.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they're not making the shots from the outside. They are making them, though, from right under the basket, and that's the Braves just do not have the height to contend. Here we go. We're back in action now. From the center logo comes Minigan. Minigan looks for Whittemore, finds her. Whittemore used up the dribble, sends the pass back to Minigan. Gets a return pass for a three. Kaboom! Whittemore makes double figures with that three-point basket. Now has 10 points. Braves getting very aggressive again on defense, trying to collapse around the middle. So the freshman shoots over and hits a three. How about that?
Very impressive.
Horstmeyer. Amazing. I mean, she's just such an outstanding player. And then you look and she's only a freshman. Here's Whittemore driving to the right of the key, going to the baseline, putting a shot up. Ooh, it spun out. Almost had a and one, but she'll shoot two. I think that foul is on McWhorter. At the free throw line, Whittemore. She was one out of four in the first half, and she missed that one. Very uncharacteristic of her, missing the free throws.
Yeah, definitely. I think she's missed four out of five, and possibly.
Takes her time. Two-hand free throw is good. Gives her 11 points in the game. Her team has 24. They're down by 15. Hortzmeyer brings the ball forecourt, top of the key, takes it right side quarter court. They work it toward baseline right, spins around, gets it over on the left side now for an easy layup. Boy, I tell you, they worked that around and got it to Zoe Staschowski for the easy put up and score. 41-24 now. Driving in Whittemore, her shot is blocked. Rebound taken out of there by Redwood. Fast break. They love the fast break. And the ball is deflected and a foul is going to be called. They deflected it off of Hortzmeyer. And it will be inbounded to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Minigan's going to get a little breather here as Kieran Monteverdi is back into the lineup. Inbounds pass right under the basket. Easy layup again as Zoe Staschowski is just working beautifully there on that baseline to get open, and nobody can contend with that superior height advantage that the Giants have in this game. The Braves get down. Kieran puts a shot up, no good by Monteverdi. Rebounded by Redwood. Coming down a fast break into the left-hand corner with the ball, and a pull-up jump shot from there is good.
That inside, outside, just deadly.
Yeah, I still have to find the number on that girl that made that last basket, because they say some of the numbers are difficult to read. That basket was by McWhorter.
Yep.
She's got 6 points now. Braves fire. Good. And
that's Whittemore.
Was that a three?
Yes.
That was a three-pointer.
Yeah, it's her second three-pointer in this quarter. Gets her up to 14 points in the game. Well, there's a timeout. We'll be back here in a moment with the score. The Redwood Giants 45 and the Justin Siena Braves 27. Well, Ashley Whittemore has accounted for 7 points in this quarter. The rest of the team, 1 point. And we're coming up on 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Braves down by 18 now. They had several opportunities in the second quarter to take the lead. Zoe passes over to the right side, and the ball is deflected away, and the Braves come away with the takeaway. Whittemore lets the defense siphon by. Now she'll bring it in the forecourt. Once you get across the timeline, you cannot go back into the backcourt, but there's no 10-second allocation on it. There's a steal by Hortzmeyer, driving, and then kicks it over to the right side for a pull-up jump shot that's good, a long two over there. And that was hit by Mendieta. That's her second field goal in the game.
Redwood's made the last seven shots they've taken.
Boy, and most of those have been right under the basket, too. Minigan starts to drive in, kicks it over now to Monteverdi. Now to Jackson. Pull-up jumper is no good. 2 minutes to go now in the third. Hortzmeyer with the rebound for the Giants. Stolen away by Whittemore. Whittemore driving in, going up and scoring. Good steal and a good drive there by Whittemore. 47-29. Hortzmeyer over the... Trying to look to Staszczowski on a low post right side. She holds her arm up. And they try to get it in there, and they do, and then a foul is called. They got the pass into Giusti, Julia Giusti. So the Redwood Giants average 54 points per game, and they're at 47 now, so they're probably going to go well over their average. We still have a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter of the game. The free throw, first of two, is good by Giusti.
And Ira, that foul was on Mary Minigan.
The next free throw for one of four seniors on this team is rolling, no good. And a battle for the rebound, put back up and in. And that was, let me make
that's
sure.
25.
Yeah, that was Chetkowski again.
Yep.
And... Giusti, who missed the free throw. Braves gets the ball back. It's driving in the left side and going up for the shot is Jackson, and she scored third field goal. She has, I'll check that here in a moment. The Braves on defense. There's a long three-point attempt. No good, and the Braves rebound. We're in the final minute now of the quarter. As Braves try to get a pass in the middle, and it's intercepted by Horsman. Yeah, a lot of movement in there. Hortzmeyer dribbling the ball between circles. Takes it to the left side. They again look into Staszczowski to see if they can get a pass to her. And they can't get it into her yet as the Braves are nearly intercepting the ball. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Horsmeyer drives into the right-hand corner. Force one up there. Rims no good. Rebound Wells. Drop the ball out of bounds. It'll be Braves ball. Knocked out of Carly's hand.
Got 8.3 seconds left for the Braves. Come down and try to get a shot off.
Well, here are a few changes, but they don't give up much because the two girls coming back in were starters tonight.
Yep.
They have been playing there. They play 10 girls. Driving down and missing the shot, and the ball was deflected with 2 seconds to go as Whittemore tried to drive into the lane, tried the old-fashioned scoop shot, but it was deflected away by the Giants. Braves will inbound with 2.4 seconds in the quarter. The ball is deflected, and that will end the quarter as the it pass was intercepted. And in that quarter, the Braves still came up with 12 points in the quarter, but a 23-point quarter by Redwood. So we're at the end of three, and our score here in Napa is the Redwood Giants of Larkspur 50 and the Justin Siena Braves of Napa 31. Well, Ashley Whittemore had one of those Whittemore quarters when she scored 9 points in the period. Had 2 3-point baskets, a 2-point basket, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. So the final 8 minutes coming up here in game one of our basketball broadcast doubleheader. As it's Justin Siena taking on the biggies in the MCAL, the Redwood Giants out of Larkspur. It's senior night, and the Braves have 3 seniors playing their final time in regular season here at home. They have the ball now to start it out. Pass goes over to Jackson, tries a shot, no good. Goes for the rebound, gets there, and ties up Julia Giusti. Alternate position arrow favors the Giants. You know, I have not seen one weak player out there for the Giants.
No,
tonight.
Everybody they bring in can play.
They have 10 very solid players. And they use, well, they have used eight in the game. So they've only gone three deep to the bench. They've got a couple players that haven't seen action as of yet. Braves stay in their 1-3-1 and punch the ball out of bounds. Just underway here in the fourth quarter on KVON 1440, Napa, California. Along with Alan Rossi, this is Ira C. Smith. Dino Alessio, our statistician. The three-point attempt from the left corner is no good. The Braves rebound as Whittemore gets the ball to the center of the court quickly. Now slows down the tempo. Passes over to Monteverdi. Out to Minigan. Minigan looks to pass. Can't do so. Goes in the lane herself and forces one up. It rims no good. Rebound cleared out by Julia Giusti. A long lead pass comes down underneath the basket for a layup. Missed the layup, but getting the ball back is Giusti. Or who got that one?
Number 30.
That was Walker that got that. That puts her in double figure. Turnaround shot no good by Whittemore on just a fast break the other way. Now going down is a travel is going to be called against Anna Campagno. She went for the shot but took a little stutter step before putting the ball up. 6.5 minutes to go in this one. Senior night for the girls as they have right now a long shot up. No good by the Braves. Rebound. Fast break coming down by Kealakea. We'll get that right. I guess. Check those Hawaiian pronunciations. There's a shot no good by Giusti. Rebound put up and is good by Walker. Jenny Walker. Well, we're 2 minutes into the final quarter. The Braves have fallen behind by 23 points now. Minigan, and you can base that on height.
Yes.
And it is off of the Braves out of bounds. Emmy Morrison, good call by the official. Right on top of it. Well, the Braves are making some more changes. Allie Jackson coming out. Boy, she is tired. She's been working against that tall team on that front line. And
the Redwood Trees.
Minigan has come out as well. The pass goes to Giusti. Low post left, turns around, puts a shot up. No good, and it is rebounded, however, by Walker. So the Giants keep possession, working it around the perimeter. Back, Walker spins, goes up, shoots, no good, goes for a rebound, gets it. And over to Giusti. She tries a shot, no good. This time, Whittemore clears the boards for Justin Sienna. Brings it down to the top of the key. Backs off. Now starts down the right of the key. Now goes into the lane. Puts a left-handed shot up. Off, no good. Rebound taken out by Campagno. Down for easy two layup to Walker, who beat the defense back that time. And now the Braves showing the exhaustion that they have felt from the work that they did in that first half. Whittemore, pass underneath, a shot up, and just missing is Ella Thatcher. Open there and had a good look at the basket, just had it roll off. 56-31, 4.5 minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Campagno passed into the corner. Underneath, that hook pass back out over to the right side. Walker tries a three, it's no good. Rebound, boy, nice job under there by Carly Wells to battle for the rebound. Into the lineup, the freshman, Lexi Rosenbrand at 5'8". And also coming in is Michaela Cepeda, a 5'2 junior. So you got a 5'2 in there against some of these 6'5s.
Yeah, the Braves just went smaller.
The Braves went smaller, and the Giants are tall anyway. And there's a bad pass by Cepeda out of bounds. Cepeda Jr. They brought Thatcher out. They may do some more substituting now with 4 minutes to go in the game. There is Campagno trying a three, no good. Rebound taken out nicely by Rosenbrand out on the left wing. Gets her pass over to Minigan. Minigan coming down. She's got Jackson back into the lineup for the Braves, but they do not have Whittemore in there now. Driving in, Rosenbrand nearly fell down, gets the pass back to Minigan. Minigan starts to drive into the lane, used up the dribble, tried to get underneath to Jackson. It's deflected, stolen away, fast break, driving down, going in, up and in by Mendieto. Mendieto has 7 points on the night, and it's 58-31. Braves, Cepeda working there against Mendieto. Over now goes in. Was that Morrison?
It was Morrison, yes, yeah. Correct.
Emmy Morrison gets her first basket since early in the first quarter. She hit a three-pointer back in the first quarter, now has 5 points. 3 minutes to go here in the ball game as the Braves try to block that front line, but they can't do so. Just too tall, and they just put it back up and in so easily. The Braves can't contend with that height. Justy was credited with that basket. That was her first field goal. There is a steal coming back the other way. Now as they have Campagno passing into the corner. Now they go underneath to Justy. And she has the ball deflected, gets it back. Justy turns, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound, Morrison gets it. The Braves have the ball now. Trailing it 60-35. Cepeda fires and hits. That was a long two.
Yeah.
So Michaela gets her first basket. And there's a timeout ask with just over 2 minutes to go. And this one, we'll be back in a moment with the score. Redwood Giants at Larkspur 60. Justin Siena Braves of Napa 35. Well, as we resume action, Mendieta brings the ball into the forecourt for Redwood. Working at the top of the key. Takes it right side to Campagno. They try to work it underneath. There's a travel call as they got the ball in. And that, let's see, that's the new girl that came in there, Sophia Margolis, a junior. Braves with the ball. Cepeda drives around one, drives around another, goes in, missed the shot. Bud was fouled.
Yep.
She'll go to the line for two. This is game one, the boys varsity basketball coming up after this.
At the line of two shots, number 30.
So Cepeda, first free throw is good. Well, she has scored more points in this quarter than any other Brave. Cepeda, next free throw. It's no good off the front of the rim. So she goes one for two, splits the free throws. Rebound taken out of there by Mendieta. Brings it to forecourt now. Gets it over to Campagno. Campagno back to Mendieta. Taking it over in the right-hand corner. Now back out the top of the key. Campagno over to the left baseline. Turnaround shot is perfect. Boy, that was really well done as Margolis. And that makes it a 62-36 score. Braves, with just over a minute to go, have the ball stolen by Margolis. Over comes now to the right side, near the corner. The bad pass intercepted by Cepeda, but there was a foul before the
foul on Allie Jackson. That's four on her, I believe.
Jackson comes out, gets a nice hand, one of three seniors, along with Morrison and Minigan. Inbounded by the Giants. Pass goes into the left-hand corner. They tried to get intercepted by Cepeda. Cepeda in the backcourt. Let's see defense siphon by. She brings it across the center logo. Braves have made some more changes, and they nearly lose the ball, but it's retrieved by Monteverdi. Monteverdi and Luzano out at guards now. Luzano's going to fire a long one-hander. It rims no good. Rebound taken out of there by Mendieta in the forecourt. Final 20 seconds now of this first game, 62-36. 15 seconds on the shot clock, 13 seconds on the game clock. As they work it around, they're just not trying to penetrate now. 5 seconds to go on the game clock, 3 on the shot clock, and it's going to be a shot clock violation. And they just let the clock run down, too. They might as well, yeah. So a 12-point fourth quarter for Redwood and a 5-point fourth quarter for Justin. They just ran out of gas.
They did. I think the Giants finally warmed down. And, you know, if they played the Redwood Giants 20 times, the Redwood Giants would win 20 times. They're just a superior team to Justin Siena.
Yeah, as I say, I don't see anybody in the 10-team league beating them. They are just... Well, they're so tall, for one
thing. They're athletic. They can get up and down the court. They can shoot, rebound. They can do it all.
I thought their best player was the freshman, Kylie Horsmeyer.
She's phenomenal.
She handled that ball well. She shoots well. She's a good defender.
Yep.
Wow. We'll be back with a summary of this ball game. Take a look at the scoring and select a player of the game when we continue. Final score here in game one was the Redwood Giants girls 62, Justin Siena 36. Well, back here at the Dan Clark Gym, where it is senior night and game number one is in the books, and here to tell us about the shooting part that's going to go into the books is Dino Alessio.
So the team shooting for the Redwood Giants, a very impressive 43% shooting for them from the floor, 25 out of 58. That included 3 out of 9 from three-point range and a very sharp 9 out of 11. Pardon me, I think it was 9 out of 12 from the free throw line, because they missed 3. So yeah, 9 out of 12 from the free throw line. For the Justin Braves, they took 47 shots, made 13, 4 out of 9 from three-point range, 6 out of 12 from the free throw line. Turnovers, 15 against the Redwood Giants, 17 against the Justin Braves. Redwood had 14 assists on their 25 made baskets. Justin had 8 assists on their 13 made baskets. The rebounding favored Redwood by over a 2-to-1 margin, 35-17 in rebounding. Redwood scored to start the game, and there were no lead changes or ties as the Giants won wire to wire, Ira.
Well, let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the victorious Redwood Giants, they had two players that each had 14 points, Jenny Walker and Zoe Staszczowski. Zoe had 7 field goals for her 14 points, and Walker had 5 field goals, made 4 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 14 points. And what I call the big three, and literally the big three on that front line, Kylie Hortzmeyer, the freshman, had 5 field goals, the last one being a 3-pointer, so she wound up with 11 points in the contest. Others, Yashia Mendieta had 3 field goals. One of them was the 3-pointer, so she wound up with 7 points. Sophia McWhorter had 2 field goals, made 2 out of 4 at the foul line for 6 points. Sophia Margolis had a field goal for 2 points. Kama Kaleki had a field goal, 3-pointer for 3 points. Anna Campagno had a couple free throws for 2 points. Julia Justy had a field goal, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for 3 points. Well, Alan, guess who led Justin Siena Braves in scoring?
I'm going to say Ashley Whittemore. Just go out on a limb there.
You did. And she had 6 field goals. 2 of those were 3-pointers. She made 2 out of 6 at the foul line for 16 points, the only double-figure score for the Braves, although Allie Jackson had 9 points as she hit on 3 field goals and 3 out of 4 at the foul line. But she was, I don't think you'd say intimidated, but just had those tall girls to contend with there when she got down on that front line. Other scoring, and there wasn't too much of it. Mary Minigan had a 3-point basket for her only score. Emmy Morrison had a 3-pointer in the first quarter and a 2-pointer in the fourth quarter for 5 points. And Michaela Cepeda had a field goal and one out of two at the free throw line for 5 points, or for 3 points, I should say. But the Braves only scored 5 points in that fourth quarter, and so she had three of them on that. So any final comment before we select a player of the game?
I'm just wondering if the young lady, Cepeda, is aware. She wears jersey number 30, and if my memory serves me, the great Orlando Cepeda wore number 30.
I believe so, yes.
For the Giants and the Cardinals. I wonder if that's just coincidence or whether there's something behind
that. I think Cepeda's live in the Fairfield area, and we do have quite a few people that come to Justin Siena from that area.
Wow.
Could be a possibility.
Yeah, very much so. We'll see if we can find that out. Dino, good thought there. Alan, since you're back with us feeling better, we're going to let you have first pick as far as the player of the game.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously there's a bunch of them. Obviously, Walker played really well for Redwood, and Whittemore played well for Justin Siena, and you can go on down the line for Redwood. But, you know, I'm going to pick Allie Jackson, senior for Justin Siena. I think, you know, I mean, she was up against the trees all day long, and, you know, but she played her heart out, and like Dino said, she's the first one in the gym, you know, every day, and I just think she played really, really hard, and so.
She did, wore herself down.
That's my pick.
Yeah, okay, Dino.
For Justin, I would definitely go with Allie Jackson. You know, she normally makes her living down just outside the key, but under the basket, off to the left, and she couldn't do it tonight because she had, that just wasn't available to her. But she played her heart out, and a good senior night game for her. And for Redwood, I was very impressed with the young lady, Horstmeyer, just a freshman. And you know, you guys mentioned it a minute ago, it's not just that these girls are tall, they're athletic and they can run. I mean, they're not just big, tall girls. They've really got some talent on this team. And it would not surprise me if the Redwood Lady Giants go far in the section playoffs. But I thought Horstmeyer, as a freshman, oh my gosh, she's a load to deal with right now. What when she becomes a junior or a senior?
Yeah, I think that was the impressive part for me for Redwood was, I mean, they're big, but they're athletic and they can run up and down the court. Very impressive.
Right, they ran that man-to-man defense, and I thought, with their size, are they going to be able to keep up with the Justin girls? But they ran it beautifully.
Absolutely. So that's our story. I'll go with Kylie Horstmeyer as my player of the game. But that pretty well wraps up. The Braves kind of stayed with it in the first quarter, trailed by only five at the end of the first quarter, 12-7. Down by just 8 points, single digits there at halftime. It was 19 for the Braves, 27 for the Giants. But that third quarter, Redwood scored 23 points and Justin scored 12 points, as you could tell that trying to work against this much taller team was wearing him down.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I think Justin Siena spent so much energy in the first half, they didn't have much left in the tank for the second half.
Well, I like the coaching by both teams. Diane Peterson does a really nice job there with the Redwood Giants. She knew where she wanted the team to put that ball down on that front line. And the Braves knew what they had to do, and they did it in a fine fashion in the first half.
Yep.
So that's our story on Game 1. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the boys' basketball action as the Redwood Giants come in with an 18-6 record, 10-2 in the league. And Justin Siena, the host, with a 10-13 mark and 3-9 in the league. That's up next.